Sticking with microbiology for a minute, one of the things that's surfaced in the media quite a bit in recent months is the issue of antimicrobial resistance, the whole idea that within maybe a decade or so, we're going to run out of drugs that actually work against microbes because they're all becoming resistant. And in fact, this is made more acute by the fact that if you look at the drugs that are in the pipeline that pharmaceutical companies are developing against bacterial infections, there are very few of them. So we really face a problem in the future with no new drugs and the drugs we have got not working anymore. So there's a paper out this week which does give us some hope nonetheless. It's in Science Translational Medicine by two researchers at the Technical University of Denmark. This is Leila Imamovic and Morten Sommer. And what they have hatched out is a plan to use something called collateral sensitivity, because what they've realized is that if you give bacteria one drug to kill them, as those bacteria become resistant to that drug, very often it forces them to drop their microbial guard against other kinds of antimicrobials. In other words, you can find bacteria becoming very, very super sensitized to other types of antibiotic other than the one that they're becoming resistant to. So they do this really nice series of experiments where they take E. coli, which is actually causing quite a few infections in hospitals these days, and they make these E. coli resistant to 23 different antibiotics. So you grow each of the strains of bacteria in a low concentration of the antibiotic until it becomes resistant to that antibiotic. And then they test each of the 23 which are resistant against their own antibiotic against all the other 22 antibiotics to see which ones they've become more or less sensitive to. And they find that 17 of the 23 that they test out show this collateral sensitivity, becoming up to 8 times more sensitive to some of the other antibiotics in order to become resistant to the first antibiotic. And so what they've now been able to do is to work out a sequence of antibiotics, which if you give, say, drug A and then switch to drug B, then what will happen is that anything that's become resistant to drug A will now be super sensitive to drug B, and that will wipe them out, and it will kill the other ones anyway. And they've managed to come up with up to 200 cycles of different drugs, either using 2, 3, or 4 antibiotics in succession, which should prevent resistance developing in certainly E. coli and other what we call gram-negative bacteria like it. And when they tested it against 2 clinical strains of E. coli, which were resistant to 8 different antibiotics, they found that their strategy worked absolutely perfectly.
So are you saying that we'd just give these drugs in a cycle regardless of what the bacteria was like in the first place? Or would you test the bacteria first to see what it might be resistant to and then apply an appropriate cycle of drugs to that?
That's right. So you've got to start with a drug to which the bacteria are sensitive, and that will involve some testing. But then what you would do is, rather than just switch to any old antibiotic if they become resistant, you use one of these specific cycles they've developed so that the bacteria which are becoming resistant get killed off by the second drug you give, and then any that become resistant to that you kill off with the third drug you give, and you give this quick cycle. And rationalised across a range of different antibiotics and different types of infections, you could have a really powerful tool here to prevent infections like this becoming entrenched in hospitals. So it's very encouraging.
So it's like a treatment that's personalised for the bacteria.
It certainly is. Priya, thanks very much.